Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch Resh Yutet Alachad Dalet in Birech Acher Ve'amar Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Gemalcha Kol Tuv Ve'one Amen Yatsa. Means you made the Beracha for somebody else. He wasn't able to make the Beracha, so you got up and you said it for him. But you, instead of saying Asher Gemalani, you said Asher Gemalcha, and God saved you. And he answered Amen Yatsa Hagaha. Ve'en ze Beracha Lebatala Min HaMevarech. It's not a Beracha Lebatala. Even though he's not chayav in the beracha, ve'eno mevarech rak derech shebach v'odaa al tovat chavero shesameyach ba. Because he's happy as well. Since he's happy that his friend got saved, so you cannot call it a beracha lebatala, because he's also praising God. So the Mishnah Berura says, according to that, it could apply to a husband for his wife. His wife gave birth. She cannot come to the synagogue where she doesn't know how to make the beracha. So the husband makes the beracha for his wife. The Mishnah Berurah then says that only when it's in front of his wife, he could say, Asher Gimalech Kol Tuv. But if it's, his wife's not there in the shul, or in the place, V'im Berech Shelo Befenei Yoma Shegamal Le'ishti Kol Tuv. He could say, Shegamal Le'ishti. Then he goes on to say, "Vedavka bekrobo o habo." It's got to be somebody that you're related to, or somebody that you like, your friend, a father, that makes it. If the son got saved, or vice versa, because then already there's a simcha. But not stam, a guy can get up and make berakat gomel for anybody else. That's the Mishnah Berurah. And then he concludes, "Va'al ken ha'nachon nizalek ha'tachila shelo lebarech berakat gomel afidu al kirobo ve'ohabo." Ki'im al abiv v'rabo bilvad. Mishnah Berurah comes out, you can only use this beracha to make it for somebody else, only if you're making it for your father or for your rabbi. He excludes all other cases. Rabbi Pinchasi in his kuntras v'chol ha'chaim on daf chav gimal writes that the menhag is to exclude this bichlal, that we never make berakat gomel for somebody else unless you're obligated. Which means, the person traveled, so he's also obligated to make gomel. Somebody says, make it for me, no problem. However, in this case, even though it's ma'asar from the Shulchan Aruch, and clearly from the Hagaha, that you can make it for somebody else, even though you're not obligated in it, so long as you're happy for that person, la'alakha, he writes, Adam she'eno chayav b'berkat gomel, v'chein mi she'ya chayav b'berkat gomel, u'birek v'yatsa yedei chova, or he made the berakha once, אינו יכול לברך שוב על מנת להוציא את חברו ידי חובה. גם אם אין חברו יודע לברך, even though we say כל ישראל ערבים זה לזה, this is like a regular, it's not like a regular mitzvah. A regular mitzvah, even though you fulfill the mitzvah, you could do it for other people that did not yet do the mitzvah. But when it comes to a berakha like this, which is shevach, you cannot be motzi others unless you are chayav yourself. And that's where Akam Avadiyah comes out also in Chazon Avadiyah Al-Khot Berachot, Amud Shin Nun He. So again, this will be a case where a person says, listen, I don't know how to make the Berakha, could you say it for me? Unless that person's Chayav himself, he cannot say it for his friend. And that's